The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you did not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you're not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and may we be guided this day and always by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we consider three things. I don't think I've done a three-point sermon for you before. Three things! Today, number one, happy Good Shepherd Sunday.
Thank you.
Number two, it is what?
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, mothers. You're such a blessing. And number three, you are locked in. Those don't seem to go together, do they? I'll talk about it. All right. Of course, today is Good Shepherd Sunday, and it's our Good Shepherd Jesus who is different than all the shepherds of the world. Jesus is different. The shepherds of this world are looking out for, number one, looking out for self, their own best interest. Sometimes we follow other shepherds, don't we? You confessed that a little bit ago, and you were forgiven. Sometimes we follow other shepherds. Other shepherds might give us false hope. Other shepherds might call us away, and we might follow. Other shepherds might be temptations. Jesus himself was even tempted. Other shepherds might be pride. You know who you are, awesome people. Other shepherds might be the thought that we can sustain ourselves. We don't need anybody else. We're Americans after all, right? The other shepherds might be finances. Or they could be actual false shepherds who might tell us, "You deserve." That was several syllables. You've heard that before, Greg. "You deserve God's blessing. For the low, low price of $19.99, just send in on 1-800. Got blessing. You will not have any worries any longer. You will have great riches and great blessings. Just send in your check. Better yet, we'll take a credit card." These shepherds might be ones who speak conditionally, right? If you do this, then God will do this in your life. Because you deserve blessing. Amen. No, I'm thankful that you didn't say amen that time. I like when you say amen, but I'm thankful that you didn't say amen that time. We have instead a different kind of shepherd. A God who is not conditional. A God who loves and gives of himself. A shepherd who leads us beside still waters, takes us to the green pastures. And we aren't the givers, we're receivers of the gifts of the shepherd. We receive gifts. It's not if you do this, then you get that. Because you deserve those blessings. No, our good shepherd gives us his grace. And then he shows us who he is by leading us with his strength. Have you been led by the strength of the Good Shepherd? He restores us. He is generous. Oh, the blessings from our Lord. Generous blessings, heaped upon blessings, upon blessings. One pastor said this one time, this image sticks with me. In Chicagoland, you have to turn off the fountains in Chicagoland. You don't have to do that around here in North Carolina because it doesn't normally freeze, right? But in Chicago, they have Buckingham Fountain. And it's beautiful, and it's bubbling forth with water. They have to shut it off in the wintertime, starting about October 15th. And it gets back on about May 15th. I'm not kidding you. Buckingham Fountain, it overflows. You can picture a fountain, right? We have our bubbling baptismal fonts. It's overflowing itself. And that's the blessings keep overflowing. They keep being regenerated and keep coming forth. And we get those kind of blessings through our baptism. God is generous with his blessing. He is giving. He is caring. He's compassionate. He is merciful. He is with us always. And he watches over us with his love. And we see that sacrificial love, don't we? Most especially at the cross. God sent his Son not to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. The one who went to the cross for us, who paid the price for us. We are victorious over death because of that cross of Jesus. Not the cross itself, right? But the Savior Jesus, the Good Shepherd who went to that cross. He's not on that cross any longer. He is alive. We say it. He is risen.
He is risen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. He's not dead. Because he lives, we live as well. That's the Good Shepherd and his sacrificial love for us that we see through that torture device that was ours, that he took upon himself. He is the true shepherd who lays down his life for the wayward sheep. All right, raise your hand. You gonna trust me? Raise your hand. Are you a wayward sheep? We are wayward sheep, and yet forgiven by that good shepherd. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. We talked about the Good Shepherd. That was point number one. Point number two, it's what?
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day again. Now, as we consider mothers, some of you may not have had the best memories of mothers. Some of you have maybe had a mother who was absent. Maybe a mother who was mean. Maybe you just didn't know your mom. if that's the case, and I hope it's not, I hope that you can come here today and find restoration, find hope, find newness in Jesus, the Good Shepherd, as the rest of the world, even our mom sometimes, let us down. But for a good lot of us, many of us had good mothers, or we have good mothers or mother figures in our lives. And good mothers are strong, right? Some of the strongest people in the world, moms. Moms are like, yeah, amen, I'll amen that one. Moms, you are strong. Wish I had the, you know, the remember the little bracelets, the Live Strong? Wish I had Mom Strong. Moms have secret strength. Moms help restore us. Moms are generous, most of the time. Moms are caring. Moms are protective. They are with us. They watch over us with sacrificial love. Can I get an amen on that one, moms? Yeah. How much have mothers sacrificed for their children, never giving it a second thought? Christmas Story fans, anybody? Okay. A Christmas Story? Little Ralphie? Okay. They are at, yes. Interesting that the author's name is Shepherd. I didn't put that together. Well, in that story, the mom's always taking care of the family. And the narrating son says this. He says, my mother had not had a hot meal for herself in 15 years. And the mom keeps serving the cabbage to all the boys of the family. Moms are sacrificial. Moms are sacrificial in that they would give of their very lives, wouldn't they? They'd be willing to sacrifice everything for their child. Some have. And a mother's bond is something that you can't put into words. It's something that us fathers will never fully understand. The bond between mom and child is rich and it's full. And you can't put the price on the compassion, love, and desire to protect their children that a mom has. Don't get in the way of a mom protecting a child. Here's a little tip for you today. If you are a child or grandchild who still has your mom or grandma, give them a hug if you can. Give them a call if you can. Give them some of your, oh, you can do it now, yeah. Give them some of your love. And moms and grandmas, if you're here and hearing me right now, give a little love to your child. Aw. Moms are great. And when they're gone, we miss them. That gets us to point number three. Good Shepherd Sunday. Mother's Day. And you are locked in. You are locked in. How many of you watch some of the reality shows? Lock in your votes, everyone. You lock it in. And what's that mean? You've locked it in, so you're not going to change it. Final answer, yeah. This is my vote. It's locked in. Locked in. Or how many of you have gone to the amusement park? I think yours is called Carowinds. I haven't been there yet, but Carowinds or Six Flags, something like that, a theme park. What's that one over Ohio that everyone goes to? Cedar Point, yeah. There you go. These big amusement parks. You go and you wait in line for 2.5 hours. You see the one sign that says, you're still an hour and a half away, and you're like, whew, and it's burning sun out there. And you go, and you wait in line, and finally you get up there, and they're like, okay, go ahead and go on, U4, U6, however many that the roller coaster takes, right? And what do you see above you? You see this big padded rack thing with some handles on it, right? And you pull it down. And you push it down a little bit more. And then if you got the seatbelt thing, you fasten that up. And then some person comes down the row and they go like this, like they're actually checking it. And you're like, wait a minute, is this thing really locked in? And you pull the little harness a little bit stronger and you push down on that shoulder harness. Because you wouldn't be locked in because that thing's going upside down, right? You don't want to be up there and then down there. You want to be locked in. You get locked in your mom's. Sometimes you get locked in your room because you've been a bad boy or bad girl. But no, you get locked in with their love. You get locked in with their embrace. Or you remember that embrace. You remember that locked in love. You know your mom's hug, right? It's good. It is good. Most importantly, today, I want you to know that you are maybe not locked in by your mom. Hopefully you are. But you are locked in for certain by the Good Shepherd, Jesus. And Jesus' love is even beyond that of a mother's. In fact, Jesus even locks in the mother's. He loves them as well. Let's look at our passage today real quick. Well, we don't have to look at it real quick, but I'm going to read it real quick. Because I know if I go too long, you'll say, oh man, I missed out the treats. Jesus says this. He's before the Jews and the people. He says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them. And they wander all around. No, the sheep follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. You are locked in with the Savior. Locked in, ready for the ride ahead. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. No one can snatch them out of my hand, Jesus says. Now, some may not believe this message. Jesus said on that day, some people are not going to believe in me. I told you plainly, and yet you didn't believe. I'm the one who will give eternal life. But you, dear children, dear child, dear sheep, dear little lamb, you are loved, you are protected, you are cared for by the shepherd, the good shepherd who gives eternal life so that the believer will never perish. The believer is locked in. And this message is the message that Jesus gives about his Father. You're a part of the kingdom as you're locked in with Jesus. Many of you know this great passage in Romans, the 8th chapter. We're more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nothing, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. This is what the Good Shepherd Jesus is all about. We're locked in. We're a part of His kingdom. No one can separate us from Him. He loves us so much. Loves us so much that we're locked in with His love. And we're locked in with the Father. And the Father and the Savior, Jesus, are one. Your mom cares for you, but no one cares for you as much as the Good Shepherd, Jesus. And God won't let you out of His sight. No one can snatch you out of His hand. You are locked in. And with that Good Shepherd, Jesus, you're locked in with His great love for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Peace that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, our Lord, our good Shepherd and Savior. Amen.